for those of you who love the sound of the cello and who love the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, you're in luck because Francesco Mastromateo is in our studio performing for us this morning. Francesco, tell us, where are you from?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me this morning. I'm very happy to be here at KUT to present one of the most meaningful performances for me in my life. And I'm from Italy. I'm a cellist that comes from the south of Italy, but I love Austin because I lived here for 5 years, almost 5 years.
Wow. And what brought you to Austin in the first place, when you lived here?
Oh, I actually came to the U.S. in 2004. I lived in Dallas. I studied there. I actually have a master's degree from Southern Methodist University, and then I worked in that area, and then I moved for my doctorate at UT in such wonderful environment. I met fantastic musicians here, and I can say that starting from here, really everything in my life and also in my career got bigger. I met wonderful people. I really love Austin, and I enjoy coming back.
Wonderful.
I come every year twice, I would say.
And with whom did you study when you were here?
Oh, with fantastic Professor Bjorn Zang.
Okay. That's why you sound so good.
Yeah. Oh, well, definitely. He had like a very important impact in my life and in my music. But everybody actually at UT and, you know, a lot of people outside of UT, like the Mrs. Uni Har, the founder of Classical Music for the World, which is the organization that actually brings me here every year. And I'm extremely grateful to Uni and to all the people around because they do an immense work to provide classical music for free to Austin in such wonderful city. We have like one more and really a big opportunity to enjoy great music.
And your chance to hear Francesco Mastromateo will be at Oak Hill United Methodist Church, which is at 7815 West Highway 290. Can you tell me what it's close to? Give me an approximation.
Well, you know what? I am not totally familiar with
You know what? We can look it up on the Google.
Yeah.
Just Google it. It's South Austin, because Highway 290.
Austin, definitely. And it's actually a very nice space with a really great acoustic, and
wonderful.
I'm looking forward. And also, it's very important to perform Bach in a church because, you know, as we all know, he used to mark at the end of every piece, Soli Deo Gloria, just for the glory of God.
Really? He did that
on
every piece?
In every single piece. And I think the suites are particularly meaningful because being suites, so being a series of dances, they really let you feel how, you know, sacred and profane music can really be one thing. Our body can be a tool to celebrate the glory of God, but in his human essence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely fascinating how we can, as our flesh can be a tool in the hands of God without any regret,
mm-hmm.
just with pure joy.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most, one of the cornerstones of the whole Christian religion, if people would remember it, about, you know, being made flesh.
Yes.
That's what the whole thing is about.
And actually, it's also a big synthesis of, you know, the Baroque aesthetic. I always think of Bach as someone that really brought together everything that happened before him and also prepared the road to everything that is going to happen or was mm-hmm. going to happen after him. In fact, I love this concept of a very important sociologist, actually, Piero Camporese's name. He's an Italian sociologist who taught in London for the longest time. And he used to say the Baroque essence, the essence of the Baroque art, is this carnalization of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit made flesh. And I think in the suites, this desire to dance, and desire to dance, but with your body and your spirit, is just anything that could happen to you, everything that is, you know, is the most joyful and positive event that could change your life. So come to listen.
Wonderful, wonderful to hear those words. And also, as you say, the way it is incarnate in each individual is another experience of the same beauty. The idea that Bach in your hands is different from Bach in Beyond's hands.
Of course,
It's all different. So,
and actually, that's one of the things that you can appreciate the most about great artists like Beyond Zhang, that they share their experience without asking you to be them.
Mm-hmm.
But actually allowing yourself to be even deeper yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I really simply, you know, saw my personality growing here in Austin because of the environment, I would say, in general. Like artists like, I don't know, Antonelle or, you know, the Miro Quartet and, mm-hmm. of course, Beyond Zhang, most of all, or Dashun Zhang, wonderful double bass teacher. Here you have, like...
Is he the bass player?
Yes. But he plays cello incredibly.
Yes,
incredibly.
Yeah.
That's really fantastic artist, too. But with Beyond, the relationship was special because I was me. I was mm-hmm. totally me. And he never tried to do anything different than letting me be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are such great friends. He came to play in Italy, and I hope he will come back soon.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, let's have more music from your wonderful
cellos.
Francesco Mastromateo.